It's time for the Millionaires Roundtable, a daily wealth-building talk show hosted by America's hip-hop money guru, Lynn Richardson. On the station that can make a dollar holler, the talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
Okay, hey now, you are listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I am your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON, 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation, my favorite radio station. I don't know what's going on, but we got to get it going, okay? We are sometimes technology and the atmosphere and the sky and the universe just doesn't want to cooperate, but we are going to get our money straight today anyway. I am so excited. I want to see all of you Saturday at the WVON Family Care Expo. So many of you reached out yesterday, and I'm looking forward to seeing you there, helping you start your home-based business, get to the next level, and really, you know, talk about this whole idea of this millennial entrepreneur and taking your whole entire life and your business to the next level. I used to say, if you run your business like a business, then you have access to a whole lot of things that will get you to the next level financially. But I'm going to change that slogan. I need you to run your life like a business. If you run your life like a business, then life will be good to you. If you run your life like a business, then you will actually have the infrastructure that you need to get everything that you can see and dream of. I remember my first visit to Russell Simmons' office as an employee, as a member of the team. And I was so impressed by the attention. I was impressed by the level of commitment. I was impressed by the energy and the attitude of the people there to win. But what I was most impressed by is the fact that on these three floors on 7th Avenue in Manhattan, in one of the greatest cities in the world, and dealing with someone who is a mogul like Russell Simmons, that over 100 people walked in and out of those doors on a daily basis. And over 70, I think over 75% of them were volunteers. So here I am in the middle of a company, in the middle of really one of the institutions that sat at the top of the food chain in the entertainment industry in terms of infrastructure, Rush Communications. And most of the people who are there working are working in excellence, and they don't even get a check. So I want to ask you, what do you need to get your mind? What do you need to get your passion? What do you need to get your heart pumping and flowing? I had a great conversation today with my sister Latrice Spann Levitt, who is a daughter of WVON. And I talked about when I found my passion, when I found my purpose, and what that felt like. So today I want to talk to you about your purpose. I want to talk to you about your passion. I want to talk to you about that thing that you're going to do so excellently that money can't even change your Richter scale. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I'm your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON. We have to take a break for traffic and weather with Annette Flournoy. We'll be right back. WVON.
Do you want to leave a legacy for your loved ones? Do you know the difference between an estate plan and a will? Are you newly engaged and concerned about getting a prenuptial agreement? Are you married to your child's mother or father? And do you know what happens to insurance money if you are not? Call your wealth counselor, Attorney Deidre Wood Stokes. With over 22 years of experience, Attorney Stokes has all the answers you need to help you secure your family's financial future. You can find Attorney Stokes on Lynn's List at www.lynnmillionaire.com. That's www.lynnmillionaire.com or call 888-LYNN123. That's 888-596-6123. Protect your legacy now.
VON. Hey, now, welcome back. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I'm your host, Lynn Richardson. This is WVON. And we are creating millionaires one family at a time, one day at a time, one dollar at a time, one dime at a time. What is your passion? What is your purpose? I had the privilege of talking to a great group of women this morning who I am sponsoring. Yes. I talked yesterday about the difference between a mentor and a sponsor. If you listen to my radio show on a daily basis and you just take in the information, and maybe you share it with others, maybe you do some of the things, maybe, you know, something makes your eyes open or makes you think differently, then I'm a mentor. But if you are actually physically working with me and strategizing with me and going to the next level, then I'm probably sponsoring you, and or you might even be sponsoring me. So there's a difference between the two. So I had an opportunity this morning to talk with a group of women who I am working with and sponsoring, meaning I am putting them in position to get to the next level, not only financially, but in business and also in life. And I shared with them that I had achieved the quote-unquote American dream very early on in life, yet I did not wake up until I found my purpose. I grew up watching the Brady Bunch, and I remember feeling so wholesome and so good watching the Brady Bunch, because to me, the single most desirable thing that I did not have was a peaceful home. I lived in the projects. Grandma B loved me, yes, but there was a tumultuous relationship between my mother and father. So to see these two people who loved each other enough to bring together two families and just go through the days and the woes and the, you know, the problems and the ebbs and flows of life, I thought, okay, Brady Bunch, that's what we all strive for. So I went off to college. I got a degree. I got married. I had a daughter. I had a house, and I was depressed. I was not only depressed, but I was like, wait a minute. I thought I had been tricked. I thought this thing called adulthood was going to be a lot more fun. I thought I'd be much more independent. I felt like I was in bondage. I realized after having my first child that I needed a whole lot more money than I had. I was working my first job coming out of college, and I think I was making a whopping $25,000 a year. And, you know, I wasn't where I wanted to be. And even though all of my dreams were not attached to money, I did know that money is like oxygen. You got to have it. It shows up everywhere. So I went on and I worked one job, and then that job, you know, I was advanced and they wouldn't let me do extra work. Have you ever heard of a situation where somebody doesn't want you to do extra work? Like, I was done with my whole year worth of work in 6 weeks. This was a whole year workload, and I was done with it in 6 weeks. I may be exaggerating. It could have been more like 10 weeks, but it was very quick that I was done with my work. And I wanted to help and do more work, and I was told no. And so I just had to kind of sit and twiddle my thumbs. So I left that job, went to another job. I went to that job, and I was empowering the people who were working for me. And then I was told I couldn't empower them. So I was like, that's not going to work. I'm going to do exactly what I want to do, and you can't stop me, because you hired me to be a leader. You hired me to think. So you cannot hire me to think and then ask me not to think. That's not going to work. Now, I have to say to you all, when I was in my 20s, I was real crazy. I know there are problems with me right now, and I can talk for 2 hours, 2 days, 2 months, or 2 years. But back then, I had no diplomacy at all. I absolutely just said whatever it was, and however it came out, that's just where it was. And so I told my boss that I was never, ever going to ask her permission to do something that was free. And what I had done at that time, I was managing a group of financial aid counselors, and they did not have as much knowledge as I had, even though they had been in the business for some of them 12, 15 years. I had only been in the financial aid industry for a year at that point. But like everything, I always educate myself. So I went to the Department of Education. I called. I got the free books that they gave to financial aid professionals, and I read each one. I read them in detail. So when I came in contact with a situation that I could not handle, I was able to go back to the information that I read and handle my problems and the issues that I faced in my job successfully. So when I started managing these ladies, I wanted them to be as free as I was. I wanted them to know what I knew. I was not afraid. I love smart people. If you are out there and you smart, I want you to work for me. I want people who are smarter than me working for me and working with me. So I empowered them. I told them to call the Department of Education. They got the same free books that I got, and they became much more proficient in their job. Well, the lady who was the director of the department, she pulled me to the side and told me, that if I was ever going to do anything like that again, that I had to ask permission. And I told her, let me help you understand something. You hired me to be a manager, and I understand that I may have to ask permission for things that cost money. I may have to ask for permission for things that, you know, require a higher level decision. But I need you to understand, I am never, ever going to ask you for permission to educate myself. I'm never going to do it. I'm never going to ask you for permission to get free information to empower and educate others. I'm never going to do it. Well, needless to say, I was not in that job for very long. But I didn't get fired. The vice president of student affairs actually tapped me on the shoulder, and he gave me a bigger job. They asked me to start a whole campus, and I had 6 months to do it. And I said yes before I knew what was involved. And they gave me a goal of 50 students, but I had 388 students. I had a staff and a budget for 50. You're listening to it right now. I did everything. I hired the teachers. I created the curriculum. I figured out which classes were going to be offered. I ordered the computers. I may have even installed some of them. I taught classes. I did the admission process. I did the financial aid packages. I even drove students home. There were days that I would stay at the center late so that I could drive some of my students home who did not have a ride, and the buses were no longer operating after 10 p.m. In that particular suburb. And so here I was after all of this massive success. I'm now the rock star of the college. They got me on all these committees. I'm writing proposals. I'm doing all kind of things. And guess what? My paycheck did not increase. I was told, because I did not have this degree or that degree or whatever the case may be, that, you know, I would have to stay in the same pay grade, and that if I worked hard and slaved for the next 5 years and got another degree and stayed at the college for another 15 years, then maybe I could get a $10,000 raise. That wasn't going to work for me. So I stumbled into the financial services industry. I happened to start helping people get mortgages before I ever went into the mortgage business. And then one day, one of my friends said, Lynn, you should think about doing this. I was like, really? You think I can do it? And once I stepped into the mortgage industry, I woke up. I used to think about it all the time. I used to breathe, eat, think, and sleep mortgages. I would stay up all hours of the night figuring out how to put together credit presentations. So what I'm saying to you is, what is it that wakes you up? What is it that makes you breathe? That's where your financial blessing is. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I'm your host, Lynn Richardson. I want to hear what you got to say. Call me at 312-374-8130. We have to take a break for news, traffic, and weather with Annette Flournoy. We'll be right back. WVON.
Are you an exceptional real estate or financial services professional? Do you have a business or service that can improve the lives of others? You may qualify to serve the world as a member of Lynn's List. Visit www.lynnmillionaire.com. That's www.lynnmillionaire.com. Or call 888-LYNN-123, extension 5. That's 888-LYNN-123, extension 5 for more details.
Hey, now, welcome back. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I'm your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON, 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago. We are creating millionaires one family at a time, and that means you. And I believe that your purpose is connected to your pocketbook. I just made that up. I think I'm going to write a book. Your purpose is connected to your pocketbook. One of my favorite quotes is from our beloved forever President Barack Obama. And in it, he talks about disconnecting ourselves from dollar signs. As a matter of fact, I talk about it all the time, that when you become detached from the anxiety of dollars, then you actually have the creativity to go make them and to make them work for you. And I believe when you attach yourself to something that is bigger than you, when you attach yourself to something that is bigger than what you think you need. Yes, we all need money. Yes, we all need food, clothing, and shelter. You may even need a vehicle, a cell phone, a vacation or two. We need those things. I understand and I get it. But if that's what you focus on, then you limit yourself. Because the truth is, what you need is life. What you need is breath. What you need is creativity. And what you need is to feel a sense of purpose and a sense of accomplishment. One of my favorite classes that I did not expect was Philosophy 101 that I took when I was an undergrad. And in Philosophy 101, I learned about Abraham Maslow. Abraham Maslow is one of the greatest philosophers of all time. And he created Maslow's Hierarchy of Needs. And the Maslow's Hierarchy of Needs is basically a pyramid concept that is used in all kind of professional development settings, in Christianity, in corporate America, in nonprofit leadership. Anywhere you go, you're bound to find someone talking about Maslow's Hierarchy of Needs. And at the bottom of the need list, but it is the very first list, people have basic needs: food, clothing, and shelter. If you don't have food, clothing, and shelter, then having a sense of purpose really is not even on your radar, because you have to survive. Then you need safety and security. After you get food, clothing, and shelter on the first level, and then on the second level, you get safety and security, then you need association. You need family or friends or people who you can connect to. Then after that, you need purpose. You need something that you are aiming for, something that you believe in that is bigger than yourself. It's the thing that you can't really explain. It just is. And then finally, the last thing that you get to, it's called self-actualization. And that's where you are living out what you believe. You are living out what you see. I certainly have not arrived. There are many, many, many things I still want to do. And one of them is be able to single-handedly pull people out of the situation that they're in. So if I go to an event and I encounter a woman and she is in a domestic violence situation, and we are talking about being free and going to the next level, I want to be able to tell that lady, listen, go here, go there, and put her in a position to get out of that situation and help her pay for her expenses for a year or 2 years, or put her in school. I want to be in a position to help as many people as possible who are in situations like that. That's not the only situation. It's just one of the ones that is a passion point for me, and I speak about it quite often, so I know it's going to happen. So I certainly have not arrived. There are things that I still want to do. There's a mountain that I am still climbing, and as I am climbing the mountain, I'm trying to bring on as many people as I can. But I will say this. I do feel like I am living the dream that I saw. I do feel like I don't really dream anymore. I'm actually living it. I'm actualizing it. Now, that doesn't mean I'm always happy. As a matter of fact, before I started this show today, I wanted to fire my whole team, everybody on it. So if you're listening, I wanted to let you go. And I'm still thinking about it, because I am ready to operate in a level of excellence that does not allow me to repeat myself and ask the same question 52 times. So if I ask you to do something and you agree to do it, I expect it to be done, the end. And if you don't do it, then I expect you to come to the table with a solution on how you're going to get it done. But if I ask you to do it and you don't do it, and then you're looking at me and I'm looking at you and nobody has an answer, and then what's the worst is if you make an excuse for why you didn't do it, because there really are no excuses, then I'm starting to feel a certain type of way. So I said all of that to say, my life certainly is not perfect. It is not rosy, but I am living in my purpose, and I'm very thankful for that. So I want to talk to you a little bit about how to get to your purpose. But if you are trying to find your purpose, or if you're living in your purpose, I want to hear from you. Call me at 312-374-8130. Or if you're trying to find your purpose and you need some help, 312-374-8130. So I'm talking from my book, The Symphony, A Guide to Creating and Balancing Multiple Streams of Income. And I wrote this book because it was a personal testimony of mine that while I was on the path to finding my purpose, I was doing 50 million things. You could come to my house on a Saturday morning and I could write your resume, get you some life insurance. I could do your hair and your nails. Now, your nails might be a little bumpy, but, you know, whatever. I didn't finish the class. Sue me. I could teach you how to get a new man or a new woman or dump the one you had. I was excellent in writing and communicating, so I could help you with your resume. I could help you get a job. I could help you get the interview. Now, it was up to you to get the job once you got in there. I had all of these things, but what I didn't have is I didn't have purpose. I knew I wanted to help people, but I can't just help everybody doing everything, and that's what I was doing. And so it was like being on the treadmill. I was running, but I wasn't going anywhere. So when I found myself, when I landed in the mortgage business, and I'm helping people financially, but here's what I was also doing when I entered the mortgage business. I was counseling people. I was helping them achieve their dreams. I was helping them to budget. I was helping them to overcome their past mistakes. One of my first mortgages was a lady who had gone into foreclosure, and she didn't think she could buy a house. We helped her get a house. One of my early mortgages was a man in Evanston. He was retired, had never owned a home, and didn't think he could buy one. I helped him to buy a house. So not only was I helping people achieve the dream of home ownership, but I was helping them live their dreams. And for me, helping other people live their dreams was my dream. So I've had the opportunity to do this for quite some time. And in my book, The Symphony, on page 79, I talk about living in your purpose and the things that you need to do in order to get there. So I'm going to tell you a little bit about it. And after the break, I want to hear from you as well. You are listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I'm your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON. We have to take a break for traffic and weather with Annette Flournoy. We'll be right back. WVON.
Are you struggling with your finances? Have you tried everything you can think of but just can't seem to get ahead on your own? Well, it's time to get some help. With a financial coach, you can find out what you don't know and learn to make better choices when it comes to your finances. Lynn Richardson's Wealth Vision 2020 Financial Coaching provides step-by-step instructions daily, a one-stop shop to create your budget, access to vetted financial coaches in specialized areas such as mortgages, insurance, real estate, investing, taxes, and more. Lynn Richardson and her team will help you set goals, undo bad habits, push you past your own beliefs, and gain peace with your finances. Go to www.lynnrichardson.com. That's www.lynnrichardson.com. Or call 888-LYNN123. That's 888-596-6123 for more info today.
Hey, now, welcome back. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I'm your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago. We're creating millionaires one family at a time, one day at a time, $1 at a time, one dime at a time. And that means you. And I want to see you Saturday at the WVON Family Family Care Expo. I am doing a workshop, and we are shifting into a whole different dimension as it relates to business, entrepreneurship, building multiple streams of income. And, you know, I've had the privilege of helping some people really expand globally, and I want to help you too. So if you are a part of the team, if you want to be on the team, I encourage you to go to LynnRichardson.com, click Lynn Richardson Live. Go to LynnRichardson.com and click Lynn Richardson Live so you can see where I will be live this Saturday. You can also follow me at Lynn Richardson or at Lynn Millionaire on all social media. And lastly, you can call my office, 888-LYNN123. That's 888-596-6123, 888-LYNN123. If you leave a message, you have to leave a cell number, a mobile number. You have to give me a way to connect with you, because here's what's not going to happen. You call me, then I call you, then you call me. We're not going to do that. Let me tell you, we are in 2019 in America. We do not use outhouses. We have indoor plumbing. So I want everybody to use the indoor plumbing of technology, and that is social media. So my team is laughing at me, but I'm just telling the truth, because some of y'all want to act like Grandma B, rest her soul, with a phone, and you think everybody's just going to call you all day. It's just not going to work like that. And I know some of y'all going to whoop me when you see me. Get me together, but that's just how I feel about it. You need to find a way for people to connect with you. even if you don't answer the phone, because we don't have to play these phone tag things with each other anymore. So please leave me a message, but make sure you leave a mobile number so I can connect with you, so we can set up a time, so we can meet you, and we can all be on the same page. So we're talking about living on purpose. President Barack Obama, one of my favorite quotes, it says this: focusing your life solely on making a buck shows a certain poverty of ambition. It asks too little of yourself, because it's only when you hitch your wagon to something larger than yourself that you realize your true potential. So hitch yourself to something that is bigger than you. I know you need things, but if you start to figure out how you're going to give what God has given you to the world, I promise you, you are going to collide with your purpose. I promise you, you're going to collide with your passion, and your passion will make room for you. So I say, if you are trying to find yourself, I'm advising you to do what I did. Look in the mirror and let go. Just let go. Let go of what the expectations are. I can't tell you the number of people who I have encountered who stopped doing what everybody expected them to do and did what was in their heart. I'm one of those people. I stopped doing what everybody expected to do, and I simply did what was in my heart. It made no sense to anybody. There is no part of my story that makes sense to most people. It did not make sense to anybody that I would leave a corporate job making six figures, making big decisions, having lots of influence, and say I was going to go work for Russell Simmons and help the hip-hop community. Nobody understood that. It made sense to no one. It sounded actually kind of crazy and far-fetched. But guess what? That's what I did. It's exactly what I did. And I didn't know how I was going to get there. What I did is I just kept going. Now, you can't be stalkerish. Don't start acting stalkerish. Don't act angry. Every time I reached out to Russell Simmons' office, and once I made contact and I had my opportunity to present my ideas, do you understand it took a year and a half before they activated anything? Do you understand during that year and a half, I never sent them a message, I've been trying to reach you, you haven't called me back. There are many of you out there who try to reach me, and you think you're going to get me by telling me what I didn't do? It's not going to work, because people only want to work with people who they feel safe with. People only want to work with people who they feel good about. People only want to work with people who they like. I have learned that in entertainment. The people who get the jobs and keep working, they keep working because people like them. So if you think you have a talent or a skill that people cannot live without, act a fool and see what happens. They're going to pass you right on up. And they will work with somebody who has half of your talent that they like, and they will train them how to get to almost your level, and it doesn't matter. So what I'm saying to you is this, and I'm saying it from the bottom of my heart. It doesn't matter how good you are at what you do. What matters is your energy and how people feel about working with you. So do what you love with excellence, and the money will follow. When you love something so much, people can feel that. If you're faking, if you're just doing it for the money, if you're trying to fool people, if you figured out some kind of quick get rich, quick scheme, and you think people will figure it out. They will feel it. So I always say people can lie, but energy cannot. You can say whatever you want to say out of your mouth, but your energy is going to tell the story, which is why, you know, I have a habit of telling people what's on my mind. And it doesn't always sound good to them, but they know my heart. They know that my heart has the intention to help, to uplift, to get them to the next level, which is why I might not fire my whole team today, because I want us all to get to the next level. So the first thing you want to do if you want to live on purpose is to let go. Look in the mirror, let go. Now, here's what I also want you to understand. You were made for a purpose, and whatever you were made for, you don't have to tell the world what it is. A fork was made to pick up steak. If somebody's going to pick up steak, they're not going to go get a spoon. They're going to go get a fork and a knife. So the fork doesn't have to jump up and say, hey, I'm a fork. The fork just has to sit there and be there. So whatever you were created for, just be it. If you were created to build things, then start building. If you were created to help people, start helping. If you were created to care for children, start caring. If you were created to teach, start teaching. Use social media. Use what you have to get where you're trying to go, and then let the world just come and get you when they need you. Okay? Here's the other thing I want you to do if you are trying to live on purpose. Let go of expectations from people. People are not going to all applaud you when you're on your way. Do you understand that when you grow, you are leaving people behind? And sometimes people don't want to be left behind. So instead of applauding you, they may throw you a little shade. They may look like haters. It's okay. Don't get mad at other people because they're not growing with you. Look at your own self and be responsible for your own growth. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I'm your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON. I want you to call me at 888-LYN-123. Go to my website at LynnRichardson.com. Get help at LynnMillionaire.com. Follow me at Lynn Richardson or at Lynn Millionaire. I love you. I can't wait to see you on Saturday. And I'll talk to you tomorrow. Bye-bye.